Welcome to Mineral Alchemy, Grounded Expansion to Access the Heart, brought to you by Instituto Zilinen and Mineral Muse Sadie Kadlik. In this session, Sadie will introduce the properties of the crystal selenite. Then she will lead an expansion meditation to invite peace and connect us to our higher purpose. It is our deepest hope that this session nourishes your consciousness with inspiration and content designed to align your body, mind, and spirit. We are here with you and for you.
Thank you all for being here today. I'm excited to see your faces again. As Beth shared, today we're exploring selenite. I have one of my favorite pieces here. How many of you have selenite with you right now? Yeah. Oh, I love that big orby circular one. Very beautiful. Yeah, it comes in lots of different shapes. This one is a big bar of it. And then it also, you know, comes in like these little kind of palm stones. How many of you have worked with selenite before, experienced it? Okay, so some people are new, some people are familiar. Well, this is a mineral that is very accessible no matter where you are at. It's one that you could have worked with for years and you'll still be jolted with that same welcoming and just supportive energy as the first time you picked it up. I'm just curious, you know, I want you to think about, you know, like we did yesterday with black tourmaline, what are your first impressions of this stone? So I'm going to hold up this bar. And I want you just to take a look, and just when you hear the word selenite, when you see it, what comes up for you? What do you think? What do you feel? And just let yourself kind of explore the energy of this stone. So today we're exploring selenite as an expansive light, and as you can see, it has a very magical way that it catches any sort of light in its and then refracts it. It's very angelic, it's very, very soothing and calming. This is like a bar of light, and we're really going to be exploring that quality in this meditation today. I'm going to hold up a smaller piece because it's a little bit easier on the hands. Working with selenite and this idea of expansive light, we're really connecting to the divine essence that's flowing through us, guiding our energy, and helping us remember our purpose, ultimately leading us to peace. Selenite is known for its peaceful properties. It instills deep peace in our aura. It helps cleanse us from the inside out. You'll also notice, if you have it, that it's very fragile. Maybe it came with a disclaimer not to get it near water. It seems like it's kind of tough, like I'm bending it, it's not breaking, but if you drop it, it will shatter. It will shatter in so many small little pieces. It really represents the impermanence of life, right? This quality of things flowing and fleeting and moving. And I feel like we can learn a lot from the energy of this stone, where we allow things to kind of come into our experience and then float away. Very ethereal. It's not meant to like hold on to or like really attach ourselves, but it's this energy of detachment, of expansiveness, of openness that we cultivate through working with this stone. It's really about spiritual activation. You feel it very strongly in the crown. When we go into the meditation, that's one placement that can be really, really juicy to place the stone. You know, there's this essence of weightlessness because it uplifts our spirit. It really allows us to kind of tap into this ethereal quality that we see and kind of raise our vibration higher and kind of find our way into the ether. The ether is where thought and magic occur. It's where all the possibility of everything exists. It's in the ether that the action happens, where it comes down and it plants into the reality. So working with selenite today might be challenging because it's asking you to let go of everything that you know, everything that you thought you knew, everything that you've held on to so much over your life, and to open yourself up completely to something new. When I work with this stone, and I've worked with it so much over the years, it's like the one that I take with me traveling. This one in particular has gone with me everywhere. And I'll hold it to my heart, and it instantly, it's like 0 to 60 peace. You get that sensation. So if you have the stone now, I would love for you just to like take a deep breath, put the stone on your heart, and tell me how you feel. Tell me the difference in your energy. If you don't have the stone, I want you to try and cultivate what it feels like when you have supreme peace, the energy of that light pouring through you and really softening and all the edges. This is a very soft stone. And the softer a stone, the more quickly our ability to pick up what it shares with us is, the easier it is for us to understand the lessons and wisdom from that energy. Harder stones usually have a longer lasting impact. It takes a lot longer for us to understand and kind of grasp their, you know, what they're sharing, their energy, and apply it to our life. And that's what makes selenite so wonderful, is that it's so soft and so easy to understand. It's so easy to kind of incorporate its wisdom immediately into our energy that we feel very empowered. We feel a little like anything's possible, and we can keep going and keep moving. So it's known for peace, but it's also known as this essence of discovery, helping us to discover the parts of ourselves that, you know, we have never seen or witnessed before, the things that we have forgotten. My partner, he told me this story once when he was a child about how he went to sleep, and before bed, he's like maybe 3 or 4 years old, and he's like, I know I'm here for a reason, but I can't remember what it is. And he laid awake all night trying to figure out why he was here, like what he was here for. And I remember hearing him tell me this, and every time it comes back into my mind, I think of the energy of selenite, because it is what brings us back to that memory. It's what brings us back to remembering our purpose and how we can work with that purpose in the physical plane. So there's a lot of intensity with this, and I hope that story didn't like make you feel overwhelmed or nervous, like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna find out like what I'm supposed to do. But it's really a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to explore where maybe you haven't seen your gifts or the opportunities for your soul's expression. It also helps us to identify where we need to be paying more attention to our heart. So the places, you know, that maybe we forget about, you know, the ways that we don't nurture or take care of ourselves. And it's when we don't nurture or take care of ourselves that we disrupt the potential for peace, right? So if selenite's bringing in peace for us, the way that it helps support that is by identifying where we are not feeling peace within, and allowing us to bring that energy, bring that attention, bring that awareness to that part of our soul, of our body, of our mind, and focus our love there. So for some of us, maybe it's a physical experience, right, where, you know, we haven't been taking care of our body, and we work with selenite, and it can help alleviate our aches and pains, help soften our tension, musculature. It can, you know, just soften our, you know, the way that we think about ourselves, giving us a little bit of a, you know, more compassionate eye to who we are and what we're doing. With our spirit, it helps us to feel connected to source energy, that divine inspiration that fuels and guides us. And ultimately, it just helps to raise our vibration. It helps to lift us up so that we can experience this transcendence, this energetic transcendence that from which we came. And in the process, we cleanse our aura. We honor everything about who and what we are, and we can, you know, live with more purpose. I've always seen selenite as this energetic backbone. You know, when I look at especially a bar like this, I immediately get drawn to this, you know, our skeletal system, you know, the thing that keeps us upright. It imparts a sort of spiritual structure that everything else builds upon. So the rest of our experience, you know, has that framework and layers on top of it. It flushes out. And it clarifies and reminds us of why we're here. And so when we know that we're supported, when we know that we have that divine connection that has built our structure so perfectly, we can really move with more grace and ease, more intention. The hollowness of our bones, you know, are perfect receptive vehicles for divine source energy to flow inside of us and to really support us from that innermost place. And when we can see and feel this energy, we are at peace. We are, you know, calm. We, you know, we understand ourselves on some level, and we can trust that whatever we need to know is already within us, or we will receive it from Source when the time is ready. How many of you feel like you're connected to Source right now? It's a beautiful feeling, right? It's really powerful to feel so strongly connected to that energy. For those of you who don't feel connected to Source, do you want to feel that connection? You know, I feel like that's a valid question, right? Sometimes maybe we're not ready for it. Maybe we're happy where we're at, and that's perfectly okay too. I think that the Source energy that we can call in is really a way to honor our experiences and help to clarify what we desire and what we want to share with the world. For those of you who feel connected to Source, are you, like, do you feel it constantly? Are you just feeling it in this moment now? Or do you feel it just sporadically throughout your day or your week? Sometimes it's easy for us to feel connected to Source, and sometimes we feel like we're not connected to it at all. I think that it's a lot about our perception of the moment, right? Whether we're in the crowd or we're on the stage. And I think that's kind of the sensation of, like, all the lights are on us and we can't see a thing, but that's like when everything, you know, that's when the Source is so alive. And then when we're on the other side of that equation where we feel like we're in the darkness, that's when we're kind of emerging, you know, and reflecting on what Source has brought into our life before. And it gives us this wonderful experience of yearning and desire that kind of guides us and helps us clarify our intention. I think there's a lot of, you know, if we're always like connected to Source, which I think is a lovely way to live, there is a potential that we forget it, that we just assume that it's always there and don't work with it actively. It's kind of like, oh, this, you know, this thing's here and it's here, I don't use it. I'm not really paying attention to it. And I think with Source energy, it's so powerful if we have a conscious relationship to it, that we recognize that it's there and that it's supporting us, and that we're equally expressing gratitude with every action of our being towards, you know, the way that it's inspiring us to live with intention. You know, I think that's something that I would really encourage all of you to explore, is in the moments where you feel connected to Source and the moments where you don't feel connected to Source, what are you receiving as a guidance, as message from the divine, and how can you work with that intentionally? You know, this is all about very intentional, like, practice, you know, bringing our awareness so that we do things with purpose, and that our energy, wherever our energy is going, it's helping us live from that place of divine inspiration, of divine guidance. We're not in this alone. We are, you know, held by the universe. And so when we recognize that and we actively engage that part of our relationship, things become very transformative very quickly. Well, for today's meditation, I normally say lie down because I love lying down and I think it's such a rich experience. But this one is very much about the structure and the backbone. And so I encourage you to sit up so you can really feel and channel the light within. So find yourself in your, you know, comfortable place. Take your time getting there. And, you know, recall the breath that we did yesterday, that grounding foundational breath. So as you breathe, allow yourself to anchor, make contact with the ground, notice where you're making contact with the ground, feel it support you. Use your breath to allow yourself to root into the earth. When you feel that sense of support, begin to call in the energy and the vibration of selenite. Envision it pouring through the crown of your head as this bright white light. And as it filters down through your aura into your body, its cleansing vibration instills peace into every cell that it touches. It's almost like this energetic waterfall is flowing constantly from source into your body, cascading down, nourishing, cleansing, giving each part of you a lightness. A divine message. Each cell receives its own unique message from Source, its own reminder of purpose. And as that white light, that bright light, pours in and around you, flooding down the center line of your being, illuminating, harmonizing, and you are very firmly rooted in the ground, it begins to pool around you. And this gentle, soothing pool of white light mists up in the same way that a waterfall would, that mist that somehow just magically transcends, lifts higher and higher into the sky. And so as you breathe, let the breath be deep, flowing down into the base of your body. And as you exhale, let it be very light and effervescent, slowly filtering up, lighter and lighter, creating a sense of weightlessness in your body, weightlessness in your mind, weightlessness in your spirit. And as it rises, you too rise with it. You're still connected to the ground, but somehow your energy is expanding up and up and out. You are becoming expansive light, blending with the energy of selenite. Breathing deeply and slowly, really feeling the activation of such nourishing breath. Feeling it flow through your body, through every bone, every cell. There's a coolness to it. And you can feel that coolness rushing from the inside, softening your points of anger, stress, or worry. Creating space between each vertebrae as you breathe. Your spine is more erect, upright. Your breath has more room to fill and expand. And in this expansiveness, you become incredibly receptive to the messages of Source. The divine energy is there within you. You can see it, you can feel it, you can hear it. What is it telling you? What is it reminding you of? The thing or feeling about yourself that you have forgotten? The gentle impermanence of life. What does it identify within you? The areas that most need your attention, that most need your love. And as you breathe, pulling in this divine light, allowing it to expand within you and inform every cell of your being why it's here, what it needs to do. What is the greater message for you? Let its cleansing vibration massage your aura. Release the tension and the tendency to attach to the things of life. Let it cultivate a gentle release that opens you up to greater discovery. Fill it reinforce your energetic structure. It reminds you that yes, you are fragile and delicate, but you are strong too. Remember that feeling of peace. The peace that transforms into serenity when everything is aligned. What does it feel like when you are open to the possibility of the universe, when you remember that it is always giving you the wisdom that you need to move forward? What does it feel like to be so open and expansive, taking up the space that you need to exist? And as you connect with the ether, what pieces of inspiration are you going to rain down back into the earth? Take a few more deep breaths, really calling in the energy of selenite, letting it wash over your shoulders, letting it calm any anxious part of your vibration. And as you're ready, you can express gratitude to the minerals, wisdom, to the activation that happens when you connect to its vibration. You can tilt your head to the sky before fluttering your eyes open, absorbing the light in your space. And taking a moment to find your breath again. Write down anything that maybe felt resonant for you or important to remember. And just think about what it feels like to be in this calm center. The calming energy of selenite, the Ferrari of peace. You're embodying that vibration very well, it seems. How's everyone feeling? Calm? Relaxed? Selenite's just this beautiful thing that, you know, I personally go to anytime the world feels chaotic. And it seems like the opposite that you would gravitate towards in these moments, right? Where you're like, I need to anchor, I need to like feel the support of the earth. But sometimes when we're in the chaos or we feel very ungrounded, working with selenite is one of the most grounding minerals that we can connect to, because it reminds us of why we're here, and our purpose and our connection to that peace are very anchoring. They're very supportive. They're very calming. And calming is what the chaos really is looking for. The chaos can exist on the ground too. So we were trying to channel and work with this calming vibration that allows things to kind of settle. The cleansing properties of selenite, right? That's one of the reasons a lot of people come to it, right? They're like, oh, it cleanses other stones. You know, it's a very cleansing energy. And I can use it to, you know, you can use it to cleanse yourself, to recharge your own energy. And it's one of the things that we forget, you know, that's so important. Like, we are mineral energy too. And sometimes we need that recharge. We need that cleansing. To me, cleansing is less about clearing away what's dirty or impure, and more about honoring the experiences that have happened. You know, really giving them witness, you know, like witnessing their entirety and saying, wow, it took you a long way to get here. And I appreciate all that effort, all that energy. And so with selenite, you know, that concept of honoring is really its cleansing property, saying like, wow, you've done so much work, take a load off, you know, you've done so much, you deserve to be seen and appreciated for everything that you've done. And when we give ourselves that moment of rest and appreciation, suddenly our energy transforms, right? We feel a little bit more energized, a little bit more capable, more calm, because we're not just doing things and like it's exhausting or draining. We, you know, gratitude really helps to kind of get us back into this awareness of like everything is important and matters. And so when we're recognized for the things that we do and we see that our actions matter, it gives us more motivation to continue and to act with purpose and intention. And so cleansing yourself, you know, honoring yourself, you know, recognizing everything that you've done, like, you know, your whole day at work, you're rushing home to get here in time. It's like, rub that selenite over you. Just like really, you know, like give yourself a little selenite bath. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to do, beautiful experience. And one of the ways that I think selenite is best used is get a bar and just hang it above the door. And so you have bars of selenite above the door. You have your black tourmaline at the bottom, two pieces on either side, and you create a portal of cleansing and purifying energy that you walk through constantly. Constantly being, you know, poured over with peace and love. Any of your bad experiences, your challenging parts of your day, transmuted by the black tourmaline. And you're crossing through that threshold continuously, continuously feeling that incredible support and nourishment, that credible connection to source. It's wild, and I couldn't recommend it more highly. It was so wonderful to share this, you know, selenite, one of my favorite stones, with you. It's something that I just get so excited by and just see so much benefit that is untapped, we don't pay attention to, that we kind of forget. So I hope that, you know, you can play around with it, give yourself more aura massages with your stone, and do more, you know, kind of these uplifting meditations that really allow you to cultivate that serenity within. Thank you.
Sadie, that was beautiful. On behalf of IX and everybody here, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for Mineral Alchemy, Grounded Expansion to Access the Heart. We look forward to seeing you in session 3, where we explore the crystal Smoky Quartz.